This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. And we were talking about John Galt and Rand. And going Galt does not mean just becoming angry. It doesn't just mean that. It means having a righteous indignation at the injustice of a political system that bails out institutions for irresponsible behavior and individuals for irresponsible behavior at the expense of those like you who are working hard and have personal responsibility. It is a righteous indignation against the system that says if you can work hard, you got to work hard. And if you're lazy and you don't want to work and you're really needy, well, then you get a lot more because you need more because you're lazy. The term for that in the Commonwealth of Virginia, in the Deep South, is trifling. I don't even know how to spell trifling. But that guy's trifling. And that means pathetic, lazy, can't do anything, needy. That's trifling. Rich Even?
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons why I try to connect the dots with financial, economic, social, and political rationale and issues, because it uncovers political correctness, corruption, manipulation, math, numbers, motives of control against the people. So in a society where people are getting jobs based on what group they're in and not things like hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, it's the definitions of what you said and a lot of things are getting diluted. I don't disagree with what you just said. But when things don't make sense, when corruption and manipulation and nepotism and every other ism is, and the winners or losers are being picked by the aristocracy, it's getting more and more difficult to do that. And that's one of the reasons I live off-grid, raise animals, hunt and fish for my meat, grow my own produce, create energy with the solar array, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's basically adopting the lost 19th century skills, but dovetailing them with 21st century technology because there's so many options that are gone. Things don't make sense. You know, just like look at this year so far. How come U.S. equities have gone up so much, yet the flow of money is rapidly leaving equities? That's a sign that the system is rigged because all the bailouts go to the super wealthy. Who owns the stocks? Not the average Joes or the average Josephines. It's the wealthier people. Same thing with the banks and the bailouts, the too big to fails and the too big to jails. When you reinterpret and define definitions and you use politically correct buzzwords to hijack definitions to use as an agenda, a tool, a philosophy, an ideology to sway public opinion and do anything to hold on to the narratives. That's one of the reasons why I talked about what I talked about earlier with the connection of the dots of group identity politics. When you live in a society, and that's one of the reasons I also re-quoted Ayn Rand that you brought up earlier in the show, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job based on what group you're in, and then the people who have an exception to that because it doesn't make sense, because it's corrupt, because it's a gaslighting exercise, because it's phony. And then the aristocracy calls those people victims when the victim group status people are demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. The whole game is rigged. You can only, when the powers that be make their main job to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, and race bait, gender bait, sexual orientation bait, religion, et cetera, it's very obvious what is going on. They can't do it behind closed doors anymore. They've come out in the open and shown their hand with what they call identity politics. But that's why a lot of people call it group identity politics or victim group status or protectionist group status. That's their home run pitch, is to divide and conquer. And when you force mediocrity on a nation for decade after decade after decade after decade, what do you expect to happen? Opportunities going, law of diminishing returns is increasing, productivity is going down, and all the books are cooked. All the definitions that created our healthy economy. You got to remember, our economy is a consumption-based economy. So and this is why I mentioned Alinsky and some of the Rules for Radicals specifically, and I read excerpts on the air, or Marx, or the Frankfurt School, or Cloward and Piven, or the Communist Manifesto. It shows how the American people are so drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. This is our main enemy. There's a lot of enemies out there, but this is the home run pitch of the globalist leftists. And if they can literally change definitions, rewrite history by using things like Google Books and getting rid of all the old books and the encyclopedias and the definitions and the perceptions, and they use shadow banning, and they re-edit, and they reinterpret things, it's making it very difficult for the little guy to control their own destiny. So this is what sets the stage for government interventions, confiscation, and redistribution of wealth by using group identity politics. And when you read that form, Vince, of what the state of Missouri is expecting you to do, basically it's just disguises for Agenda 21 or 30, or words like sustainable city or humanitarian, global warming, climate change. It all leads to a loss of individual rights. So all this is why I connect the dots again with economic and social and political stuff, and especially talk about political correctness as I do. Because we're getting to the point that nothing matters. And fundamentals, markets, we're in a credit collapse. That's one of the main reasons why the flattening of the yield curve is out there. We have debt going through the roof. Core businesses of corporations have left America. All this sensitivity training and all this, these unions and all this, that, and the other thing has made it impossible for businesses to compete here in America. That's why they're taking it abroad. Now, I'm not saying China isn't a culprit, especially with the fact that they don't care about patents and trademarks and intellectual property and such. But there's 40 countries that have lower labor rates than China. So fair value, leverage, I mean, the debt that we have, I mean, we could do a whole show, Vince, just on debt. Corporate debt is the zombie companies out there, the corporate leverage on bonds is off the charts. Money printing, there's no velocity of money. Supply and demand and free markets are gone. Profits, I mean, it really is creative accounting. So the wealthier people just keep getting more and more wealthy, while the bottom 93% keeps getting confiscation of their property, of their rights, of their restitution, of everything. Freedom, liberty, time, and health. Remember, the average Joe can't buy that back. And it's been depleting for a long time. And this is why we have to talk about all these things together and connect the dots. because it really, just like this rain tax, I promise you, they're going to do everything to cook the books to make it look like they're going to put it towards that sewer system that they're talking about. But that money is going to go everywhere, just like the raid over the decades of Social Security. The Social Security funds were very solvent. Well, Congress kept dipping into it while they voted for themselves to get a pension, a full pension and benefit package after one term of Congress. Everything that is being done, every law, every policy is to protect the status quo and take the rights and the ability to live and survive from the little people. This is why I talk about standing for principle. Three very common terms. First, for same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Okay, and you can put a lot of subsets under that. Like the laws could have policies, rules. I hear people talking about ethics, morals, values, and accountability. Don't make me laugh. Because we have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group status or protectionist group status someone has. And most people, because of political correctness, don't have the courage or the guts to say it. And trust me, there's a big difference between liberal and left, because the globalists have taken over the Democrat Party. The second one is truth. Haven't you noticed that the shadow banning, the Microsofts, they're telling people like Mike Adams to not talk about Satanism or abortion and things of that nature. They're literally using the tools of conformity that I talked about earlier in the show, like intimidation, threats, blah, 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 all that stuff, to basically shut the people down. Well, if they were legitimate in truth, if they were legitimate in their objective facts, why would they continue to use these tools of coercion and everything else to keep us from discussing it? Because America was based on ideas and solutions. We were based on discussion. We were based on open dialogue. So now they're proponents of people chanting and using violence and screaming and jumping up and down. What the hell does that do? And, of course, the third one could be the most important. And that is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're from, then you do it too. And then that leads to practice what you preach laws. If we had that, we could turn around America 180 degrees in 1 week. But the powers that be don't want the accountability. Vince?
I've had a couple comments, but I don't have enough time. I'll do that when we come back. Rich Stevens with us. Off Grid Montana.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Achievement's with us, and let me spell the word trifling for you. T-R-I-F-L-I-N-G, like trifling. What does it mean? Trivial, unimportant, insignificant, inconsequential, petty, minor, light, fiddling, incidental, frivolous, silly, idle, superficial, small, tiny, inconsiderable, nominal, negligible, minute, minuscule, paltry, pitiful, pathetic, miserable, measly, small bore, dinky. And the Urban Dictionary says trifling is to be sneaky, shady, snoopy, and out of pocket. You're trustworthy, shallow, and your behavior is always suspicious. You can be found hiding in closets. That's the urban definition of trifling. And that sounds to me like a lot of people whose names we know. They would be politicians and your local government corporation employees, the ones that delight in making your life as miserable as they possibly can. And we talked about John Galt. And so John Galt is withdrawing from the system as best you can. Okay? And not providing for just people who are takers, 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 takers. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of helping takers. I really am. I don't want to do it anymore. So if people like that, people who tell me what to do from the government corporation. People who want me to define, redefine, and further redefine what assets we have, what we've worked all our lives for, name, brand, serial number, identification. They want more and more information about what we have. Those are peeping Toms. Those are little people. Those are jealous little people who don't make anything productive for society. So what am I saying? So what actually does a government employee do? What do they do? Does the FCC protect us from 5G, 4G, 3G, and G? Does it? Does the government protect us from robocalls? These nuisance robocalls? Does the government protect us against, when I say government, I mean government corporation, does it protect us against police abuses? Does it protect us from judges who sentence young men to prison? Who have no business being in prison because the judge gets a head tax, personal or personal bribe from the private prison corporations to put more people in prison? Like $1,000 a head? Does the government corporation protect us from that? Does the government corporation protect us from the chemical spraying of our skies that's killing us? What actually do they do that's beneficial? What? Do they encourage great energy-saving devices so that we pollute less? Or do they dump the garbage in the ocean? What actually do they do that's beneficial? Does the government corporation do anything that is benevolent? You have to tell me because I'm confused.
Can I answer that?
A bunch of parasites. Yes.
Yeah, pick me. Pick me. Who? Pick me. Okay. Here's a couple articles here that will answer your question. Dems mortified as Black Conservative Movement for America launches hashtag can't bully us campaign. See, there's nothing more insulting than telling what group how to vote. There's nothing more degrading and disrespecting than telling somebody they can't compete. Never empower anybody, any group, any individual, or any nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Here's another really good article. And what we need to do, folks, by the way, sidebar here, is allowing elite, we're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. They have to defy as American people being hyphenated Americans. Okay? Another article here. Beto O'Rourke suggests America should ditch the Constitution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is it really a done deal? A bipartisan House Senate Conference Committee claims to have reached an agreement in principle to provide for border security and avoid another government shutdown this Friday. The agreement includes less money, though, for border security than what President Trump's been demanding, and it doesn't mention a concrete barrier on the southern border. It would have to be approved by Congress and signed by President Trump. Mark Kelly is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. The retired astronaut and husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords releasing a video announcement this morning.
You know, I learned a lot from being an astronaut. I learned a lot from being a pilot in the Navy. I learned a lot about solving problems from being an engineer. But what I learned from my wife is how you use policy to improve people's lives.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have got your
take? When you go to the
for
2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
For achievements with us, Rich, if you look at Ayn Rand's objectivism and you apply it to Sears Roebuck and Company, or Sears Holding, PBS.org did an article about this, and they said, in 2008, Sears CEO Eddie Lampert decided to restructure the company according to Rand's principles. Lampert broke the company into more than 30 individual units. Now, why am I saying this? Because, class, this shows you what the government corporations are doing to us. Okay, here's an example of how this works. Here's what happens when you combine Ayn Rand's objectivism with pure, selfish, unmitigated greed. Okay. So, Eddie Lampert, broke Sears into 30 individual units, each with its own management team, and measured separately for profit and loss. So each one of these 30 teams was measured separately. The idea was to promote competition among the units. And Eddie Lampert assumed that this would lead to higher profits. Instead, here's what happened. An outspoken advocate of free market economics and fan of the novelist Ayn Rand, Eddie Lampert created the model because he expected the invisible hand of the market to drive better results. If the company's leaders were told to act selfishly, he argued, they would run their divisions in a rational manner, boosting overall performance. But instead, the divisions turned against each other. And Sears and Kmart, the brands suffered. And what happened was that the businesses were ravaged, the individual profit centers or loss centers, those 30, were ravaged by infighting over fewer and fewer resources. Executives started undermining other units because they knew their bonuses were tied to individual unit performance. They began to focus solely on the economic performance of their units at the expense of the overall Sears brand. One unit, Kenmore, started selling brands of other companies and placed them more prominently than Sears' own products. Units competed for ad space in Sears circulars. Units were no longer incentivized to make sacrifices like offering discounts to get shoppers into the store. What Lampert failed to see is that humans actually have a natural inclination to work for the mutual benefit of an organization. They like to cooperate and collaborate. And they often work more productively when they have shared goals. Take that away and you create a company that will destroy itself. Guess what? Sears did destroy itself from within because of concentrated individual greed in the 30 business units within Sears. They destroyed themselves because of their own individual greed. So they could have all of nothing. And that's what's happening with governments. Government corporations want more and more and more. Pretty soon they want all of what we have worked for, to spend any way they darn well please. And if you consider inflation, and what is inflation? People would say that inflation is, boy, things cost more. Well, actually, it's not. Inflation is the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve note having less and less and less and less value, to now where it's worth about 2 cents of what it used to be worth. Literally. No exaggeration. We've lost 98% of the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve note. Amazing. But it's happened. Through what? Individual greed. And if you look at people who do nothing for a living, other than lie, cheat, and steal, those would be bankers. Right? Investment bankers. What do? They make a huge amount of money. For what? For destroying companies. Like Sears. And I'm angry. And I'm angry about Sears because Kenmore used to be outstanding. It was the best value appliance brand there was. Period. If it was Kenmore, you knew it was good. Now if it's Sears, you don't even know if there's a warranty. I had a great, great microwave range hood. Fabulous. Kenmore product. Really great. It weighed more than any other brand. It was extraordinarily well made. It lasted years and years and years. Do I trust Kenmore now? No, because Sears destroyed it. Sears destroyed the brand. Sears has lost their collective mind. And it's just one. And why do I harp on Sears? Because it's an example of everything that you can easily see. This is the sum of all individual greed within one corporation. What happens? Some get wealthy at the expense of the whole. It's an outrage. How could they do that?
Vince, if I may address that real quick, because I know we're running short on time. It's the same example when I talk about stock buybacks. It eliminates the corporate model, and you have less employees, less R&D, and less products, because you were talking about that as an example. So when you have less products, you have the same amount of people fighting for those products. What happens? The products go up, even though the quality goes down. So it's manufacturing false inflation. So the greed of stock buybacks gives the CEO stock options to cash in. The central banks monetize the corporate debt. The debt gets sold to unsuspecting pension funds, which are zombie companies and bonds that have been rated to, at best, triple B bump minus. So we eliminate supply and demand. We eliminate free markets. We give dividends to the most wealthiest people in the world. The executives get cash for doing nothing but going away from the corporate model and eliminating employees, R&D, and supply and demand for the products. And then you have other things. Every time one of these transitions happens, it creates more debt because they are issuing bonds. And then you have mergers and acquisitions on top of that, which is more debt. And what that does, it creates more robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking those jobs. And if the jobs don't go in that direction, they usually go abroad because it's cheaper labor. You don't have sensitivity training. You don't have political correctness. You don't have to worry about somebody telling a joke in the hallway. In other words, we can't compete because we have allowed the elite to poison us against ourselves in every aspect. Political correctness, socially, economically, financially, politically. And again, I'm tying in these knots and using those same dots and using those same words that you were using to show how things have totally gotten out of hand. And it's getting more and more difficult for the little guy to control their own destiny with all this corruption, the greed, the manipulation, the changing of definitions, and all this Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, and subliminal messaging coming from every corner of the media. Again, you never empower a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. So now you have government employees and big corporations as high up as CEOs who are literally getting handouts from the public, from the bottom 93%. They're literally getting welfare from the people for doing nothing. And this is where America is right now. And this is why we have to connect those dots. And we have to speak up. And that creates communism, socialism, an authoritarian regime, tyranny, dictatorships, fascism, totalitarianism. This is all top-level, top-down, centralized control from these institutions and people where they have no accountability. This is why they're trying to control the media. This is why we need citizen journalists, because censorship and surveillance is going... It's gotten to the point where it's illegal against our Constitution, because things like NewsGuard is eliminating free speech. They're controlling the police. They're trying to eliminate due process. They're trying to make a anti-homeschool and pro-government school curriculum where the parents are not even involved. They're allowing property and people being invaded by the police state. They're allowing courts and judges and lawyers to be sold out, to sell out the people for quote-unquote justice. And they're allowing voter fraud, which President Trump has to talk about and eliminate. He has to use our technology to protect the people with this voter fraud. So at every aspect in our economy, in our culture, traditions, heritage, everything is being eliminated. And this is why they're going after people and individual groups, because they got to pick us off one at a time. And pretty soon there's going to be nobody left to stand for you. Okay? And I mean anybody that's out there that's listening. This is why we always have to speak up. Being an American at this time in history is not a spectator sport. Vince?
You know, I was thinking about the word provocateur. And a provocateur is a person who is an inciting agent, a person who commits or acts to entice other people to commit illegal or rash or falsely premised actions. It's someone who tries to convince people to do illegal acts to ruin the reputation of a person. And an agent provocateur could be someone in law enforcement acting out of whatever they think their duty is. It could target a group such as a peaceful protest, a political party, which you see, or a company, or a radio broadcast. Provocateurs are little people, misguided little people who have an ego problem, who try to destroy people. They're a blight on the planet. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, we've said that Washington, D.C. is a cesspool. And in July of 2018, D.C. Water, that would be District of Columbia Water, is warning residents, warned residents of the Northeast and Northwest Washington not to drink water from the tap because of a problem at the pumping station. Did they say exactly what it was? No. But 34,000 residents and businesses in the area affected were advised to boil their water before drinking it until further notice. So here's what they said. Here is the message from Twitter from DC Water. As a precaution, don't rely on a filter or water from any appliance connected to your water lines. As a precaution, don't rely on a filter or any appliance connected to your water lines. For what? Oh, customers should use cooled, boiled water or bottled water for drinking, brushing teeth, preparing and cooking food, making ice, preparing infant formula, water for pets. The water was contaminated. So you can't even trust the water supply that is governed and run by the municipalities. You can't even trust that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So my question is, does Washington, D.C. consume more bottled water or tap water for drinking? Do you think the elite drink that water that comes out of the tap? Do you think they would? Or do you think they consume bottled water? My guess is bottled water. Rich Even?
Well, yeah, and the Chinese call fluoride in water actually a pesticide, not to mention chlorine and 200 other chemicals, and all the pharmaceutical drugs that are poured in there. Now, here's a really good article that shows where the Fed money is going. Fed spying on rest areas, creating a multi-state bathroom surveillance. Ben Carson, who I'm a big fan of, finds $516.4 billion in mismanaged of Obama dollars, media blackout. Well, there's a wall and much more to spare. Now, the next three articles really tells what the Fed's doing. The case for Russian collusion against Democrats. Next article, $500,000 in suspicious payments to Russian lobbyists tied to Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS. Next article, Congress, zero evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. Folks, this is why there's so much turmoil. This is why there's so many caravans coming in. They don't want the declassifications to occur. They got to create chaos and infighting. And here's a great article regarding Kyrsten Sinema, the new senator. She was told to stop applauding. Apparently, the lip readers suggested that her Democrat colleague said, "Watch your ass." Basically, you're not supposed to say anything. You're not supposed to applaud President Trump. You're not supposed to. You are supposed to basically be an obstructionist, not for the people, but for the elite to approve sanctioned messages from the top down. And there's your federal dollars, folks. Liz?
You know, I was thinking, I wanted to mention this broadcast. You know, Jeff Bezos, he is one of the kings of spying technology. When Amazon delivers, it wants pictures of your front door with GPS tracking. They've got a doorbell that will scan images of the person ringing the doorbell and send them off to the cloud. Well, but Bezos doesn't want his privacy invaded, but he's invading the world's privacy, right? So, allegedly, Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, pulls down his pants, sends an image of his private parts to his girlfriend. Okay, it makes the news from a company called the National Enquirer, which the company that owns and controls National Enquirer is America Media Inc., AMI. And the guy who runs America Media Inc. is a man by the name of David Pecker. So what do they call this thing where Bezos exposes his private parts? Peckergate. What a great term.
Yeah, here's another article, Vince, that's very similar. Saturday Night Live writer offers BJs for oral sex for anyone who punches the mega kid. Apparently, anything to do with oral with private parts or oral sex has been sanctioned by the elite. Crazy.
I got to tell you, we are devolving. We're circling the drain. We are going down. The elite has lost its collective mind. It is so greedy. It's unacceptable. And so this is a me first free-for-all. Throw your trash out the window. That's okay. It's unbelievable how we have devolved. It's unbelievable.
I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.